It's Republican-led states versus President Biden again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We need to be worried about securing our southern border.
GOP Congresswoman Ashley Hinson has 20 states file another border-related lawsuit, trying to block a migrant parole policy that allows up to 30,000 of them come to the U.S. from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. One migrant who was taken into custody in September trying to cross the border to seek asylum came from somewhere far away. Abdul Wazi Safi is an American-trained Afghan soldier, and he has been freed.
An assistant U.S. attorney asked a judge to dismiss the charges in the interest of justice. He had escaped the Taliban's revenge, traveled through 10 Latin American countries, and sustained several beatings. Then he was arrested by Border Patrol. Now his lawyer says Wazi Safi can reapply for asylum in the U.S.
Fox's Jill Nato. A lot of Americans are dealing with wintry weather today. Advisories, winter storm warnings stretch from Oklahoma up to Maine. There's also the threat of tornadoes from Louisiana to Alabama to Florida's panhandle the day after parts of the Houston, Texas area got twisted apart. And Deer Park Mayor Jerry Mouton says the sunrise will shed more light on the damage.
There'll be a lot more of the situation assessed, so we'll have a better idea.
Pope Francis has a new message. Being gay is not a crime.
There are 67 countries or jurisdictions where same-sex activity is illegal. There are anti-sodomy laws in more than a dozen U.S. states. And Pope Francis, in an interview with AP, admits those laws are sometimes supported by Catholic bishops. Francis says his position is that God loves us as we are. He does, however, say that while being homosexual is not a crime, he does still consider it a sin.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Ukraine is apparently going to get the weapons of war it's been urgently asking for. Tanks. Advanced ones from Germany. An announcement on that expected this morning. And the U.S. also appears ready to send tanks that we had said were too advanced and required too much training.
While reports said the Biden administration was ready to sign off on sophisticated M1 Abrams tanks for Ukraine, Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder led off a press briefing with,
I have no announcements to make at this time.
The Pentagon has had its concerns about sending the high-tech M1s to Ukraine.
The M1 is a complex weapon system that is challenging to maintain.
Should those tanks be sent to Kyiv, Brigadier General Ryder assures Ukraine soldiers will have all the knowledge to use them and keep them functioning. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Oscar nominations are out, and for the first time, two sequels are up for Best Picture.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Top Gun Maverick and Avatar The Way of Water were box office blockbusters, helping theaters recover from COVID shutdowns.
The Oscar nominations kept the trophy dreams going in the multiverse with 11 leading nominations for Everything Everywhere All at Once, followed by The Banshees of Inisherin and All Quiet on the Western Front with 9. Elvis grabbed 8, The Fabelmans with 7, Tar and Top Gun Maverick with 6 each. And even though Black Panther Wakanda Forever scored 5, it did not receive a Best Picture nod along with the others. Also vying for the night's big Oscar, Avatar, The Way of Water, Triangle of Sadness, and Women Talking. This year's Academy Awards air live on ABC with Jimmy Kimmel back for a third time as host. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down after yesterday when the Dow rose but the Nasdaq dropped. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.